So, sorry, on this occasion I didn't meet with President Clinton. Yeah.
We were all just talking about our dream jobs, what job we could have. If it was in here, we can guess what yours would be.
Well, it was a very good meeting that we had with Secretary of State Clinton. We covered a wide range of areas, a focus first of all on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, because this could be one of the biggest developments in trade for New Zealand. It was something that I was proud to initiate with the then USTR, and I believe that there's a prospect for real progress to be made in that area, including bringing Japan in as part of that agreement. This is something that would fulfil the objectives both of the United States and New Zealand in the trading sphere. We spent a lot of time talking about the broad issues of foreign policy. We touched on the Middle East because this in some ways has been the never-ending story. How can we get peace in the Middle East? So I was interested in the Secretary's comments about progress that was being made there. We talked about Afghanistan and the prospects for Afghanistan and how she saw the domestic administration in Afghanistan making progress and whether there was any end in sight, where there could be an exit strategy for foreign troops. Then we turned to the Pacific, and Marion Street, as our spokesperson on foreign affairs and trade, had a really interesting dialogue with the role of women in with the Secretary on the role of women in the Pacific, how our two countries could work together to enhance relationships and to strengthen countries in our immediate neighbourhood. That's an area where there could be some very practical cooperation between the United States and New Zealand.
Well, in those terms, I mean, what did you think of the Wellington Declaration, which talks quite a bit about, well, refers to that?
I think the Wellington Declaration was a declaration of intent to continue to work closely together, specifying a number of areas where that relationship could be strengthened. I think it's consistent with the overall strengthening of the relationship between New Zealand and the United States over the last 11 or 12 years.
What are your thoughts on increased military cooperation?
Well, I'd welcome the chance that New Zealand troops would be able to train alongside American troops. I think what's really important, though, in all of this is that while we have a very close and warm relationship with the United States, the decisions about foreign policy and deployment of troops remain very firmly in New Zealand and consistent with our values and our ideals. I think in that sense, having a working partnership rather than an alliance that would bind us to particular policies that we might not agree with is the preferable situation.
Just quickly on another issue, the government's announced this afternoon moves to tighten up, further moves to tighten up tobacco. Have you had a chance to look at those and what do you think?
Yeah, I think some of those moves are in the right direction. We'd already foreshadowed Labor's strong support for not having advertising at point of sale with the private members bill put into the House by Ian Lees-Galloway. What disappoints me still about the government's position is that it took $12 million out of the budget in terms of smoking cessation programs. People that have a real addiction to nicotine need help and not just the big stick. And I think what the government needs to do, having taken $200 million in extra excise tax, is to put that money back in to help people break their addiction. I think that would be a sign of the government's commitment.
What do you think of this idea contained in the report from the Māori Affairs Select Committee of making tobacco industry actually pay for those smoking cessation programs and products?
I think that would be an excellent idea. As far as I'm concerned, those that promote the smoking of cigarettes are promoting something that brings disease and death to New Zealanders. I think that that is irresponsible. I think the burden should be put on the industry to do that. Either way, the government should make a decision and make sure that New Zealanders who are addicted to cigarette smoking have the help they need to break that addiction.
Did you discuss Fiji with...
I touched on it in passing. We had about 35 minutes with the Secretary, but we weren't able to go into that issue in depth. What we did agree is that in the Pacific, there is room for a meaningful partnership between the United States and New Zealand in pursuit of the values and the interests that we share in common. Anything you want to add, Marion?
No, I think that's all right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.